How far can you see? Now, I was struggling to read the words on the screen there, but that's not what I mean. I don't mean with it starting to get a bit blurry. How far can you see? Across the room? Across the street? Across the river? As far as the hills in the distance? What about the moon, the sun, and the stars? Millions upon millions of miles away, and yet we can see them by their light. As long as there's light, we can see. And yet when it's dark, we can't see very far at all. You've heard the expression, it was so dark I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. In the darkness, we are unable to see. We're unable to see the beauty of the world that is around us. As well as that, we're unable to see the problems with the world when it's dark. And we can't even see ourselves. We can't look in a mirror and see ourselves and see what sort of state we're in. The darkness means we are just blinded. We can't see. John wants to tell us about Jesus. And he says he is like the light. Before he came, there was darkness. Not physical darkness, but spiritual darkness in the world. People couldn't see the beauty that was around them, that was God. They couldn't see the problems in the world. They couldn't even see themselves. Then Jesus came. John told us in the passage we read in verse 9, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Jesus came down. Light came into the world. What did people see when Jesus came into their town, into their country, into their house even? What did people see? They saw God. Because Jesus said he was God. He told his disciples, no one has seen the Father. But if anyone has seen me, they know the Father. Because he is God. Hebrews tells us he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. He is God. He is the light. His radiance shines out and shows us God. When people looked at Jesus, God shone out, but they saw something else as well. By his light, they saw themselves. They saw the problems around them, and they saw the marks and the scratches and the dirt that was on them. That's what happens when we shine light on things. You start to see the imperfections. You see the problems. You see where things aren't working properly, where things are dirty. And when Jesus came into this world and he walked among people and he talked to them, they looked at him and they saw themselves and they saw that they were unworthy. They saw the dirt and the scratches and the scrapes on themselves. They knew they were sinners. The same thing happened to Isaiah in the Old Testament. He was shown a vision of God, mighty and holy. And when he looked at himself, he saw how inadequate he was. And he cried out. He said, woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Light came in. We saw the light, and we saw ourselves, and we knew that there was a problem. Sin was a problem for us. The difficulty for many of us is that we don't actually compare ourselves to God's standard. We don't compare ourselves to that light. We look around about us, and we say, well, I'm not as bad as him over there. I haven't done the things that she's done. And we raise ourselves up. We think we're doing okay. But when Jesus came, when Jesus comes into your life and he shines upon you, you look at yourself and you realize there is sin. You need a Savior. But the light of the world didn't just show us a problem. He also showed us a solution. It's true that he is holy. It's true that he is wonderful. It's true that we are sinners. It's true that we can't save ourselves. But there is hope for those who receive him. That's what John talked about in his book. He talked about those who would receive him. Firstly, he makes it clear that not everyone received Jesus as the light. In verse 11, he said he came to his own and his own people did not receive him. Imagine that. Imagine Jesus coming into your town, watching the miracles that he did, watching him heal people, watching him turn water into wine, watching him even raise people from the dead. The light had come into the world and people looked at it and they rejected it. They said, that's not for me. I don't believe. Many did not accept him. But for those who did receive, it changed their lives. It changed them forever. John goes on to say, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Wow. What happens to those who receive the light in their lives? Their sins are forgiven. They are made righteous. They are made clean. They are made part of the kingdom of God. They are adopted into the family of God. And they are made citizens of heaven. No wonder we sing praise to God and praise to Jesus when we think about him coming into this earth, when we think about the light coming into our lives. But then Jesus left. He went up to heaven and he wasn't on the earth anymore. How can we see that light now that he is gone? Where is that source of light for us? When he went away, surely the darkness returned. What can we do to see that light? Well, we talked earlier about the dark. We talked about how on a dark night you can't really see anything. Sometimes you can't even see the hand in front of your face. But you know, sometimes it's not totally dark. Sometimes there is some light at night time. Sometimes there is a way for us to see a little. When the darkness comes, as long as the clouds aren't covering the sky, there are tiny stars to see by. And often, the moon shows its light. Often the moon appears and gives us a way of seeing the way ahead. But it's important to remember, the moon doesn't make its own light. The moon only reflects the light of the sun. And in fact, when the moon comes up and when you see it, you can tell where the sun is. You can tell where the light is. When the moon rises, if it's a crescent and you see it on the right-hand side, it's lit up, that means the sun is over on that right-hand side. If the moon appears and it's lit on the left-hand side, you know the sun is over there. If the moon rises and it's full, then you know that the sun is behind you somewhere because its light is shining full on the face of that sun, of that moon. By looking at the moon, we know where the sun is. It points the way. Even when the sun is hidden, we can tell where it is because the moon points the way. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We know that verse, and we know we need him as our light. But he also said to his disciples, you are the light of the world. Now, how can that be? How can Jesus be the light of the world and you be the light of the world? That doesn't seem to make sense. Well, if we think about the sun and the moon, it can make sense to us. He is the sun, but the world is in darkness just now because he has gone away. But we can reflect his light if we know him, if we have received him. Each person who believed in him reflected a bit of his glory. And just like the moon, they pointed the way to the light, to the true light, to Jesus. Just like the moon, we have no light of our own. We have no radiance to give out to the world, but we can reflect his glory that others may know him. As Jesus' followers traveled around, they shone his light into other people's lives. And many of them became followers too. And so the light spread and grew as people reflected the glory of Jesus. Jesus said to his disciples, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. One of the very first of these followers was a man called John. Not the John that wrote the book of John, but the John that he talked about in our passage. In verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. We know him as John the Baptist because he goes baptizing later. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about that light. John showed people the way to Jesus. He pointed to him. He literally pointed to him when Jesus did arrive one day and asked to be baptized. And after John, others showed people the way to Jesus. After Jesus died on the cross, he went to be with the Father, and many of Jesus' disciples went about witnessing, showing people the way to the light. A man called Paul went traveling all over the Roman Empire, telling people about Jesus. Missionaries throughout history have traveled to far lands where there is darkness, and they have brought light into those places by reflecting the light of Jesus that has shone in their lives. And now we who know Jesus are called to be lights, reflections of his glory, pointing the way to Jesus. So the question this morning is, do you have the true light in your life? Have you seen the holiness of God? Have you seen your own sinfulness in comparison? Have you understood that Jesus paid the price for those sins on the cross? And have you received him as Savior? If you haven't, I'd like you to think about it. Pray about it. As you see the lights decorating the trees and people's houses this Christmas time, think about the true light that came into the world. That's what those lights are celebrating. That Jesus, the light of the world, came. And he came for us. If you do know him, if you have received him, are you letting his light shine in your life? Are you reflecting his glory? Do your works and your words point the way to Jesus? Maybe this Christmas, you could be a way that God uses to show someone the way to Jesus. When John the Baptist was born, his father spoke a prophecy. He had been unable to speak throughout most of the pregnancy, but he was given the power of speech again when the child was born. And he spoke this prophecy. He said that the child, John, he would grow, and he would grow to be a prophet, and he would show the way to the coming Messiah. He would point to the coming King. And here is part of what he said when he talked about this coming Messiah. The sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. My prayer for you this Christmas is that God will guide your feet into the way of peace, and the true light will shine into your life. Let's pray. Father, we do come before you with praise. We thank you for your word that shows your light to us. We thank you for those people who knew you and who reflected your light and pointed the way to Jesus that we might know him. We thank you, Lord, that he gave himself for us, that when his light shone upon us, we saw our own sin. Lord, we thank you for those of us that know him, that he came into our life and totally changed us. And Lord, help us to shine for you this Christmas time. Help us to know you in our life and see you at work. In Jesus' name, amen.